Yo guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers anime manga podcast. Today, me and my co-host Preston are going to be talking about the new One Piece chapter, which is 1064, titled Egghead Labo Phase. Peak chapter, as always, a lot of interesting stuff going on. Definitely think Oda's pen's on fire right now. We're gonna be talking about our thoughts. And yeah, if you guys enjoy the episode, be sure to leave a positive review. And you wanna start us off with the cover page since you have a prediction that one came true?
So a long time ago, probably like pretty early this year, there was a theory. I watched a bunch of videos and like saw a bunch of things on TikTok, but people were like, Aokiji might be on Blackbeard Pirates, and people were like, no, that's pretty far-fetched, blah blah blah. I was like, that's true, he seems so suspicious. And it says on the cover page, Germa 66 is an emotionless excursion. 122 Blackbeard Pirates, Kuzan, aka Aokiji, and Auger. So this is the final commander for Blackbeard that was not revealed. And they have Princess Charlotte, is that her name, right?
Yeah, Pudding.
AKA Minor.
Bro, wait, can I say something real quick about this? In that chapter where you predicted that? Or like, you know the chapter where I think it was the first one? It was like the fourth one, I think, of this cover page series. There was that panel where it was like two people walking into like chocolate.
Oh town. Yeah. Bro, remember? I think you're the one who said that you didn't think it was Blackbeard Pirates because I was saying that.
Yeah. You thought it was Blackbeard. I was like, seems too good to be true, but it looks like it. I mean, yeah, it's obviously. It was them, but in that chapter, the chapter number was 1046. I believe it was 1046. Might have to look that up real quick.
I'll look it right now while you're doing it.
All
right,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 1046, and now in 1064, we see who it actually is. So I think that's Oda's way of showing that he's basically predicted exactly how many panels he would need to show off this story, because I don't know how Oda does this, but there's so many theories that have to do with like the chapter numbers of certain panels, like what chapter they're in. I don't know how Oda like does that.
Okay, so here's where it is. You were right, but also, so the first one that I said about was 1043, because it's Germa 66 is on Emotionless Excursion, just like this one, and it says, arrived at Whole Cake Island, and remember in the far distance, there was, like, a bunch of black shadows?
Yes.
That was, like, far-fetched, but I still thought it was them.
Oh, yeah.
But then the one on 1046 is like, yeah, there's two people standing there, which ended up being those two, Auger and Kuzan.
Yes. Yeah, so basically it's like that was 1046, and then in 1064 we get to see who it actually is. I just thought that was a cool thing.
Isn't that sick, though? He switched up on the...
Yes.
Switched up on the Navy because Kainu whooped his cheeks and... I guess he doesn't like the way he's doing things.
Yeah. I like Aokiji a lot. I think he's been mysterious. Yes.
Back to the cover page, they're capturing Pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if it has to do with her ability, with like her third eye and everything. It definitely,
because I'm pretty sure she can read poneglyphs.
Oh yeah, and they're trying to nab Laws right now, so that makes sense.
Mhm. All right, you wanna talk about the peak part of the chapter, like the first half.
So, Unfortunately, Blackbeard should have brought them though, because he's mid. Pretty much start off the chapter with a pretty sick panel, and it's Blackbeard riding the Pegasus, the dude with the legend, the mythical zone Pegasus or whatever. Law is fighting by himself, pretty much in his crew. He's just like instructing them like go out to sea and stuff like that, and Blackbeard, he gets you the move amputate. His awakened technique, Blackbeard says, and Blackbeard's out here using Whitebeard's fruit. This is like the first time you've seen him use it since didn't he use it at Marineford when he was leaving or no?
I don't remember. I know he got it at Marineford, so I'm not sure.
Okay, well, he used the Tremor Crush and used a shockwave, so everybody fell, or a lot of people fell down. Law's crew is still trying to get away in the submarine, and Law's crew's actually doing something now for once. And they said they won't get the best of us in a sea battle because they've got a sub. But they the sniper for Blackbeard is like, I forgot his name, but I just seen a bunch of stuff talking about like who's the best sniper. Is it like Yasop, Usopp, or this guy?
Isn't it Augur?
So they're trying to. Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the
Because
guy from the cover page.
Augur's. Bro, what? So how is he in two places at once? Or maybe this cover
No, the
page is in
cover
the
page
past?
takes place in the past. You'll see, 'cause I mean, later on in the chapter we see Pudding is on this island.
Oh yeah. So but then Blackbeard got ran through by the Shaq Willy.
Yes, bro, he's getting packed
Getting
up.
pieced up.
But yeah, bro,
Yes.
when I
And
saw
Augur's fruit is OP, bro. Like just warping Blackbeard and stuff.
Oh yeah, I saw that. But when I saw Augur here, at first I was like, Nani? And I went back to the cover page to see if it was the same guy. And I was like, oh shoot, it's the same guy. That means, does that mean Aokiji might be here also? I think it does. I think Aokiji's probably on the island also. Not sure what
Maybe
he's
he's like
doing.
guarding cutting.
Maybe, yeah, he might be. But also, Oda basically timed it perfect that the cover chapters, or yeah, the cover pages would end up on this chapter.
It's like it got revealed. It got revealed what happened, and then like you said, Charlotte or Pudding, she's literally on the next page right here. And then also reveals Aokiji was the 10th commander, and so he might pop up next chapter or something. But yeah, so they were trying to sink Blackbeard's ship because they're underwater right now. And then we get to clip to Blackbeard's ship in the prison cell. And there's some other prisoners talking about Commodore, aka Blackbeard's the greatest. And then Pudding is talking about like if Mama is still alive, you won't be talking like that much longer. So I guess they betrayed Big Mom and joined or something. Or they're just Blackbeard's guys and she's, saying like she's gonna come wreck Blackbeard, which I don't know about that. And then yeah, they're fighting the guy who killed quote unquote Big Mom.
About Big Mom
I
dead
wonder if
confirmed?
maybe, because she
No,
said
I
if
doubt it.
Mama is still alive.
I feel like she's
But
gotta be.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, she was an emperor. There's no way she could die from, falling that much.
But she took too much fall damage.
Yes, she died in the storm now. And the last part of this fight in the chapter is Law still clashing with Blackbeard. And then we get transported to a scene with Akainu from Winter I or Winter Island. And yeah, Akainu's raging because they're fighting. He just has to chill there, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I
yeah,
thought it was
I don't know. That was my favorite part. That was like the best part of the chapter, in my opinion. But
what?
the second half is still pretty good.
Oh yeah. Bro, I thought it was interesting that it showed Akainu. Like, usually it doesn't flash around that much.
Something must be going on.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe something is. Or it might have something to tie in with Aokiji. But bro, real quick, saw something important. So you know how this chapter in the fight with Law and Blackbeard, they're talking a lot about devil fruit abilities. And like Law was talking, he was like all nine of your commanders got them. That's probably a weakness, you know, since that
Yeah,
means
with
that
the
there's
water.
it's not balanced at all. Yeah. Like Luffy's crew is balanced because if like some of them fall in the water, I mean, yeah, we saw that at the beginning of this arc when some of them fall in the water, other ones can save them.
Like Zoro and Sanji.
Yes. And so thought it was interesting that they said that, especially because first of all, Oda doesn't really, he usually when an arc starts, he focuses on it. For example, in Wano, during like Act 1, he only focused on Wano. Then like during the little break in between acts, he then focused on something else in the world. So that's why I think it's interesting that he, like in the middle of an arc, and not even that, but like in the middle of a chapter, he switched over to Law versus Blackbeard. Because I mean he doesn't normally do that unless it ties into the arc, which since they're on Egghead Island, which is Vegapunk's island, and Oda did say that we'd be learning about devil fruits, I feel like we might
Yes.
find something out about that and about how possibly Blackbeard has like the ability to like get three devil
Two.
fruits and all that. Yeah, three or yeah, two, I mean. Possibly even more. And how he can just like
Yes.
transfer devil fruits and all that. Like how like the nature of devil fruits. So I feel like that might be the reason why Oda's
Yeah, and it would
switching
be
up the
sick to
pattern.
find out. Yeah, it would also be sick to find out like how Blackbeard acquired that knowledge, like what he was up to.
True. But yeah. All right, so then we flash back to Egghead Island. We see Officer Kuma patrolling around. And then we see like Luffy's squad, which is Jinbei, Chopper, Jewelry, Bonnie, and Luffy. And looks like I don't even remember what her devil, do you remember what her devil fruit power is?
Bro, no, literally she used it like one time.
Because it looks like her devil fruit power is like changing the age of them. I think that's what's going on. I'm gonna look it up
I
real
think 'cause she
quick.
did it to herself, remember? I think she like 'cause she was a kid.
Devil fruit. All right. She has an unnamed Paramecia fruit. It allows her to manipulate the aging process so it can make others or herself appear
Luffy's
younger
like
or
age
older.
70 right now.
Yes. Oda foreshadowed this in the SBS, basically. But no. So we see Jinbei as like a little kid, and everyone else is really old. Actually, no. Actually, just kidding. Jewelry is like a little kid also. And then they're talking about stuff. About boring stuff, basically. Nah, just kidding. They're talking about Kuma and like the warlord stuff. And they find like a saber, like a lightsaber, basically, Star Wars reference. And of course, Luffy starts messing around with that. He like looks at it. He's like, "Bro, that's awesome." And then we find out some really interesting information about Kuma. Apparently, he is from a different race, a special people. She calls it. Which is interesting, because I saw something about Big Mom, how she said she didn't ha there was three races that she was missing from her family. We know one of them's giants,
Pretty weird.
one of them's Lunarians, so is it possible that Kuma was the other race?
What do you think his race is, though? Because he's like, he
I
was
don't
like
know.
massive and strong and stuff.
Yeah, he looked
Also,
like
like
a human.
giant.
He looked just like a huge human, but maybe he's something else.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And then we see the other squad, which is like all the other Straw Hats and the Vegapunk clones. They're flying up into the sky and they go to the island, or there's like a lab at the top of the clouds called Labophase, which is what the chapter's called, the title's about. And we find out some interesting stuff. Basically, Vegapunk was able to like manipulate, or like he was able to recreate the Skypiea clouds. So these are all artificial clouds. It's not actually like real clouds from Skypiea that they're on. And then we get the usual outfit changes for an arc. We got Robin and Nami in Oda was drawn with his left hand again. Just kidding.
Twitter
That
was
that's inappropriate.
going crazy already.
Yes. And then we see mid-leg Sanji looking mid as always. And
Bro.
Usopp. Look at, bro, I don't
Zoro
even,
better?
I don't know how I feel about these costumes, honestly. I feel like Nami's is the best. I don't know. The other ones just don't really match them. I don't like the shoes, I think. I don't know, but we'll see what happens. And yeah, then another really important part of the chapter, we have what appears to be the real Vegapunk, and he's talking on like on transponder snail, I think. And he's like, "I suspect that my death is imminent." And we hear someone else talking, and we find out that the other person is Dragon. So
Dragon.
so somehow, or for some reason, Vegapunk's talking with Dragon. And I was like, "Nani?"
I wonder if they're like friends.
Yes, they're childhood friends. It's basically Naruto and Sasuke.
Yes.
But yeah, it's interesting for sure.
The lore is getting deeper again.
Yes. Yeah, interesting stuff going on. A lot of things coming together. How do you think this arc compares to Wano so far?
Well, definitely. I think that the end of Wano perfectly set up the start of this arc because, like, when people were brain dead hating on the end of Wano, they forgot that there was another arc af right after it. They forgot the series was continuing. And everything that happened after Wano has been great. Like, lots of big reveals, action, and everything is like rolling really smooth. So I think definitely like the start to Wano was just so like, is different because they were entering like a brand new area. It was like a slower start. So I think, definitely this has like a better start, but also Wano was so long that it needed like that slow kind of like intensive informative like build up. So, but I think that Wano did a good job setting up this arc to just roll smooth.
Yeah, I think this arc definitely Wano was meant to be like kind of a standalone of sorts. Like, it's meant to have its own build up, its own. I mean, it was like its own saga, basically. Whereas this arc, I can tell that they're probably not going to be on this island for nearly 100 chapters. And there's also other stuff going on in the world that it's focusing on. This arc feels more like setup, kind of. It's like setup and payoff at the same time. Whereas Wano, like, had to set up itself and pay off itself. I don't know. I think this arc's getting peak, though. Oda's pen's on fire.
I agree. Like for one, dude, we still have a lot to know about Sabo and what happened at the Kingdom of Lelouchia. I never forgot about it. So that's still in the mist. Now we have Dragon talking to the actual Vegapunk, who we thought was with the government. We got Kuma. We got all kinds of stuff going on right now. Blackbeard versus Law.
Yeah. Bro, I'm thinking right now, it's possible that this is where like some teams start to be formed for like the final battle. Since basically Vegapunk is working with Dragon, but he's also working for the world government. So possibly something could get found out now about.
He's a double agent.
Yes. Yes, possibly. Something could be found out about how he is like working on both sides, and then that could start like a fight, could lead to a war.
Nah, they, I don't know. It's definitely getting insane, but like I was saying yesterday, once I come home and cop some collection from you, I'm starting the reread. But
Yes.
also, bro, my reread's gonna get put on hold for a minute, like
Oh
when I
yeah.
leave. I can't take all those.
Yeah. Bro, I saw something. We could, if you have time, we can talk about it real quick. It's about saw someone say that Oda has like ruined the Straw Hats' dreams, like completely forgotten about them. And want to know what you thought about that, because like I see the point, because like for Sanji, like hasn't talked about the All Blue in like, I mean, it talked about it barely in Fishman Island. Other than that, hasn't really talked about it at all. Usopp, I mean, Usopp bi literally did nothing the last arc. Hopefully, he gets something this arc. And then, yeah, just like wondering what you were thinking about that, or if it was just some person hating.
So I think it's dumb that that person said that because literally everybody's dreams, like for instance, Nami, circumnavigating the globe, like mapping everything, all that. Robin, Sanji, Zoro, Chopper, everybody, literally there are dreams correspond with Luffy because if Luffy can become a pirate king, like for instance, then Sanji will be able to find the All Blue, Zoro will be able to become the strongest swordsman, Nami will be able to, she'll have to travel everywhere with the King of Pirates, she'll map everything. Nico Robin will find all the poneglyphs and the ancient weapons most likely. Frankie will be able to, I mean he already built them a nice ship, but he's gonna be able to build like a masterpiece, because they're gonna be rich. Chopper, what was his again? His was like for like
Bro, I don't even know. He
save
just,
as many.
I mean, yeah, he
It was
wanted
like
like,
create like the ultimate medicine or something.
yeah. I think he also
So
wanted
that.
to like be remembered, 'cause remember Dr. Hero Luke was like, people only die once they're forgotten. So I think part of his like goal, part of his dream is to just be remembered by a lot of people.
Yes, which if he's on the Pirate King's crew, he'll be remembered. Yeah, literally everybody's dreams can come true with Luffy if he becomes the Pirate King, and a lot of them already are, going well. Especially Brook. He was like lonely and stuck before, and now look at him. He's got his own crew again. He's living for his old crew. So yeah, I think that's a pretty snob comment, whoever said that.
Yes, I agree. Like, I see their point, but also, like, there's so many developments in the story that can't have every single chapter them talking about their dream. And, like, a lot of these things just, like, gotta wait and
Yeah, it's like some
see how
people
they play
literally
off.
want, it's like every chapter people want someone to be like, I had a dream.
Bro, it's Martin Luther King is a character.
Yes.
But yeah, anything else you got to add?
No, I think it was a peak chapter.
Yeah, another 9.87 out of 10 chapter. If you guys enjoyed the episode, be sure to leave a positive review, and we'll see you all next time.